Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's here and now, and it's likely you're one of the tens of millions of people bundled up across the country today. From the plains to the Midwest and the East and even the South, people are dealing with record cold temperatures. Let's bring in Dr. Greg Postel. He's a meteorologist with the Weather Channel. Greg, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So I mentioned those record cold temperatures. You're in Atlanta. It's cold there, too, which is hard to believe. It seems really early for these kinds of temps. What's happening?
Well, we've had actually a displacement of Arctic air into the United States. In other words, air that was once above the Arctic Circle has now found itself across the Ohio Valley, the Northeast, and yes, even the Southeast and Midwest. Extremely unusual for this early in the season. Record cold high temperatures will be broken today. So it's a very large and, as I mentioned, anomalous cold outbreak.
Yeah. The South Dallas temperatures dipped down to 19 degrees in a single hour on Monday. Indianapolis fell to 8 degrees and Chicago dropped to 7 degrees Tuesday morning. What's the forecast for later in the week? And will those folks get some relief?
Yes, I think a lot of people will get relief, including folks in the Northeast, which tend to hang on to the cold air longer than anybody else with this kind of an air mass. But over the next couple of days, a gradual moderation of the temperatures will be welcome and is going to come for pretty much everybody across the United States. Now, it's not going to jump immediately to above average or warm for November-like standards. It'll take some time to stair-step our way out of it. But, you know, heading toward the next week, and even toward the end of the month, it looks like the eastern half of the country, warmer trends are coming our way, and finally some pretty decent November weather, if you like the mild temps, that's coming our way.
On Monday, an American Airlines flight landed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and it slid off the runway because of icy conditions. No one was injured, but I'm thinking about the holiday season. It's an extremely busy time for travel. What can we expect as we head into the travel season?
Well, I think the most likely pattern that we will be in over the United States and North America in general is one that is not going to be delivering the Arctic air that we've seen over the last couple of days. I think it's generally going to be milder toward the end of November than what we're seeing right now. And that's maybe counterintuitive because you think as we head toward winter, we should be getting colder every day. Doesn't always work that way. It does look like that we'll be back to normal or above normal temperatures for the eastern half of the country over the next 1 to 2 weeks.
You know, with all of these dramatic temperature changes, we can't help but think about whether what we're witnessing are the impacts of climate change. What conversations are you all having there at the Weather Channel?
Well, it's important to keep sort of a focus globally with the weather because, you know, certain things can happen over the United States or over another part of the world, but yet sort of the overall global trend continues. In other words, it's extremely cold over the United States now, but the overall global average temperature is above average. Many other places are not seeing this kind of Arctic air delivery. And that is one thing to keep in mind is sort of the regionality or the locality of these kind of weather events, but keeping in perspective what happens globally.
That's meteorologist Dr. Greg Postel with the Weather Channel. Dr. Postel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.